Books of the Bible. 2 Timothy is Paul's last letter before his execution. He encourages Timothy to persevere amid suffering. Paul had suffered for the sake of the gospel, but he also knew the beauty and power of the gospel. He charges Timothy to cling to and preach the gospel. When you face opposition, do not fear or be ashamed, but trust God and rely on His word. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Here we go.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Wake up, Jimmy.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Time to play one of America's fastest growing sensations. True or false? Yep, that's the... Oh, this is a popular game we love playing here at Wretched Radio, and representing the tens and tens of people listening, our very own federal head, Jimmy Hicks. Are you ready for this most awesome responsibility?
Absolutely.
You represent everybody.
I love it.
Where did everybody go? What just happened here? You ready?
Yes.
Story number one. There's a trend in Utah. People are getting hired to be a Jesus model so they can take pictures with him of the family. True or false, Jimmy? Is that happening or not?
That's so ridiculous.
It's a Mormon country. They don't let the men grow beards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this a true story from Wall Street Journal or not? I just gave you the tip.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, you won't be surprised that The Chosen was mentioned in this. Nevertheless, here's the story. Models who look like Jesus are in high demand in Utah. With stories like this, but I think it also reveals just the hurting nature of our society these days. And how the church in general has abandoned the world by dumbing down Christianity and by downplaying the role of the Bible in the life of the believer and providing answers and solutions and help and hope. It should remind us people are willing to be taught truth. I'm telling you, this story, I think, reflects that. A growing number of people in the state want a picture of Jesus. They're hiring lookalikes for family portraits and wedding announcements. Models show up to walk with a newly engaged couple through a field, play with young children in the Bonneville Salt Flats. I think I've flown over those. They're kind of, you feel like you're on a different planet, actually, and cram in with the family for the annual Christmas card. What are they seeking? Why are they doing this? They have a sense this is going to somehow help me. This is going to encourage me, even though I have to pay some dude who apparently sort of looks like the perception we have of Jesus from Western European paintings that probably aren't all that accurate. I still remember, I can actually see the image in my mind. There's a name for it. They're reconstructionists. So they look at the bones of dead people from an era to determine height, how big the skulls are on average, et cetera, all of those things. And then different writings, biblical or other manuscripts that describe people, customs, habits, et cetera. And they did a reconstruction as best you can of Jesus. Didn't look anything at all like a surfer dude. And look like a Middle Eastern man. But rather unkept looking, not because Jesus was slovenly, but because that's just the way you looked. Didn't have the number of mirrors that we have, or combs, razors. I still don't know how they shaved then. I do not know how they shaved. Jimmy, you'd be in big trouble. You're Mr. Meticulous. I don't know how you'd have gotten by at that time. They charge $100 to $200 an hour to pose with children, families, and couples at various locations. So here's a hint into the heart. Michaela Avalos hired a friend's brother to pose as Jesus for pictures with her children. She runs a photography business in Ogden, and she wanted her kids to be able to see the photos of themselves with Jesus every day. Is that the best way to encourage your kids? Have a model sit with your kids to remind them of Jesus. We don't need a picture. We've got the Word of God. And if we just memorize it and remember that He is with us no matter where we go, no matter what we do, what are these kids going to do if they're feeling lonely, scared, and they don't have their picture of Jesus model? They're going to continue to be frightened. There's a better way. Quote, she said, most Christians have Christian artwork in their home. This is a way to make it more personal, more catered to an individual. She does not understand the Christian faith. God is personal. He's as intimate as anything could possibly be. If you want to use this language, He is customized for you because He knows you and He knits you together. People need biblical truths, not pictures of a model. Here's another one. An individual posing for photos in the Salt Flats. This was a Jesus actor. A woman approached him and asked if he could walk with her for a moment and hold her hand. He said, you know, I'm not the real Jesus, right? She told the guy that she'd been looking for a sign from God when she was driving by. And so she wanted to hold the actor's hand because somehow that's paganism, basically. But it just reflects and reveals the hurting hearts in our culture. A picture of a Jesus model ain't going to fill that hole. Story number two, Jimmy.
Okay.
You ready?
I am.
In jolly old England, a pastor at an Anglican church school was disciplined for telling kids there ain't no such thing as Santa. True or false?
False.
At the Anglican church school.
Yeah.
Anglican Communion. It's a Christian denomination.
Yeah. I want to say true.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is. Dude. Speaking to a class of 10 to 11 years old at St. Faith's Church, the Reverend said, you're all year six. Now, let's be real. Santa isn't real. Prompting audible gasps and shock among the children. Okay, a little bit speculative, but if this story is accurate and it reflects anybody else in our culture, the kids, if you're teaching them about Santa, you're encouraging them to give their heart to an idol, to a fictitious character. This, I think, reflects this. Some students sobbed in response to his assertion that their parents are the ones who purchase and wrap their Christmas gifts and eat cookies left out for Santa. Why would they sob? It's because their idol was being assaulted. Mom and Dad, something to consider. One of the parents of a seven-year-old child heard about the comments secondhand and called the pastor's remarks absolutely disgusting. You can't make somebody feel bad that they've been misinformed by their parents. Expressing worry over how to bring the magic back to Christmas. I don't want him anywhere near my daughter. I hope he never comes to the school again. Once again, I think we have a model. We have another example of progressive tolerance right there. Story number three, true or false, Jimmy? I read a statistic. Believe it or not, one in four parents are estranged from at least one adult child. True or false?
One in four. That sounds true.
I thought, you know what? It's actually lower than I thought it would be.
Oh, really?
This was an article from Crossway, making the most of your holidays with your adult children. They cite the statistics, one in four. That's at least one adult child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, 25%. I did the math. One in four is 25%. So just put your cell phone down. I got you covered. 25% of parents are mourning the loss of a child that they poured their hearts into, only to be abandoned for whatever reason, mostly because the culture tells them parents are idiots and you need to be your own autonomous self. And if anybody tells you that Santa isn't real, you need to off them. That's exactly what we're seeing in our culture today. This is the fruit of autonomy. This is why the divorce rate is so high. This is why young marriages are not lasting, because they're taught, if anything disrupts your happiness, king, queen, you gets to behead the serf. That's our world, and a lot of parents are hurting this year. If you know somebody in your church who maybe isn't going to have some kids coming home for Christmas, what about inviting them to your place? Would it ruin it? Or might it even enhance it? The church family, this is that time of year when we need to be there for one another all throughout the year. But there's a lot of people who are going to be hurting for the holidays, and you could do something to help them out simply by inviting them to come along and join the festivities. And hopefully you have challah bread with Christmas fruit in it. Oh, that's not as good as pumpkin loaf, but I'm just telling you, it's pretty good stuff. And if you're one of those parents, please know, yes, I know you sinned, but don't clobber yourself perpetually over your failures. The world and the world system has been after your kids from the jump. And they've had a lot of access to them via social media and their cell phone. Don't feel like you're alone. You're not the most disgusting parent to ever walk the planet because your kid is ghosting you. It is an epidemic. And honestly, it's one that needs to stop. And Pastor, you could actually help with that by preaching to kids on Sunday mornings when appropriate to not ghost their parents. And other parents can help other parents by encouraging the kids that they've got great parents. You do that for me, I'll do that for you. And maybe this dreadful statistic will come down. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, let's take a minute and talk about your Christmas shopping list. You know, the one with all of those people who either have everything or return everything. Well, from now through Christmas, Fortis Institute is running a sale up to 75% off of everything in the Fortis store. Here's what makes this better than another ugly Christmas sweater. Spend $75, we're going to throw in Thou Shalt Judge featuring Justin Peters and Todd Friel completely free. It's giving the gift of biblical wisdom. And we'll even cover shipping on orders over $75, because between untangling Christmas lights and dodging invites to your office Christmas party, you've already got enough stress this time of year. Listen, you could waste your Christmas budget on another gadget that'll be obsolete by Valentine's Day, or you could give something that's been relevant for about 2,000 years. Just visit FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org. And while everybody else is out panic buying scented candles and gift cards, you could actually be giving something that won't end up at next year's White Elephant Exchange. FortisInstitute.org.
The life issue. We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds still save lives. These pregnancy centers that progressives would love to shut down or arrest people for praying in front of abortuaries, they're still doing excellent work, and babies are still being rescued. This is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? This ain't about politics. This is about saving those who are staggering to the slaughter, period. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, you want to hear something crazy? There is someone out there who wants to match your generosity dollar for dollar. Fortis Institute has received a $500,000 matching grant. That means every gift you give between now and December the 31st, it gets doubled. Let me break it down for you. If you give $75, it becomes $150. You send $300, it turns to $600. And if you're feeling ambitious, you make a $1,000 donation to Fortis Institute, suddenly you're making a $2,000 impact. It's like a buy one, get one deal, but instead of you getting another sweater you don't need, you help strengthen churches and equip believers with solid biblical teaching. And I know what you're thinking, what's the catch? Well, there are two. First, this offer ends December the 31st. Second, actually, that's it. That's the only catch. No hidden fees, no processing and handling. Just visit FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org, and watch your gift do double duty, because in a world where everything seems to cost twice as much, isn't it nice to have something worth twice as much instead? FortisInstitute.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the apostle of our confession. An apostle is one who is sent. Jesus is the one sent from the Father and empowered by the Holy Spirit to deliver the gospel in which all Christians confess their belief. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You didn't have to. This is Wretched Radio. Look what I just got for Christmas from Jimmy. I have to believe this came from you.
It did.
This just magically appeared on my desk. It's lion's mane mushroom daily gummies made by Fungies. I got to tell you, it does not sound... And they're little gummy things.
Yeah.
All right, if I can get it open, because apparently the goal of most of the pharmaceutical companies is to sell you expensive drugs you can't actually get into. Honestly, who... Not like, what would be the worst thing if a kid ate a bunch of gummy worms of lion's mane vitamin? They're not going to... I can't get into this thing. I just...
There you go.
Well, I had to use kind of a sharp object to get in. All right, let's see. Let's see what we got here. This is lion's mane. According to Jimmy, I think that's what you said. This is supposed to improve my memory. Is that correct?
That's right.
All righty.
Just take one.
Just because they're powerful. So maybe it would be dangerous for the... Oh, they're kind of tasty, actually. That's me swallowing. Yeah, we don't have a sound effect. Let's see if these things actually work.
Sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
It works! It works! I was raw the lion's mane. It's a miracle drug. Are you ready to continue? America's fastest growing game sensation, Jimmy Hicks.
You be the judge.
You just talked over the thing.
I know.
All right, don't do that.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
We don't sound professional.
You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
True or false? That is the name of this game show, Jimmy. Are you ready for the next round?
Absolutely.
Here we go. True or false, the Episcopalian Church just installed its first Muslim bishop. True or false?
That's got to be false.
But it gave you pause, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. Because they pretty much made everybody else a bishop that shouldn't be a bishop. So why not the first Muslim? When is that going to happen? It will, no doubt, as these mainline... It's a bummer. I'm telling you, it has not been good for America that the mainline Protestant denominations allowed liberalism to make their way in right around the turn of the century. Those German liberals taking over. That's what they do, the Germans. They just take over. Can I use a stereotype like that, or am I going to get arrested? I can't remember. So I guess I better have another one of these gummies. Why can't I take two?
Because the serving size on the bag.
So what?
Just because it's in gummy form doesn't mean it's candy, Todd.
It sure does. Then why do they do it?
I don't.
Please don't. All right, this is an argument that Mrs. Friel and I continue to have in our home. Don't worry, we're not throwing pots and pans. Do vitamins and do medications actually lose their power at the expiration date? She thinks they do. I'm a talk show host.
You're never wrong.
They are not weaker today than they were yesterday. I don't believe it for a second. So, and eggs is the other thing. That's just quite extraordinary to me. You go ahead and go ask the AI machine, how many days after the expiration date are eggs good if you keep them in the fridge? It's like 3 weeks. Do you know how many eggs we've thrown away? Don't trust big poultry, because they're just out to make a profit. It's all for the shareholders. Are you ready for it? Oh, are you Googling that thing? How many weeks can you hold on to the eggs after the expiration date?
It is telling me 3 to 5 weeks. Do the float
lies.
Test.
Just what?
Do the float test.
All right, I'm intrigued.
If it sinks and lies flat, it's fresh. If it stands upright, it's older, but still safe to eat.
Okay, Okay, I see. So it's like the long way, it stands up.
Right.
It's
right.
Good.
Yes, it's older, but still safe to eat. But if it floats, it's no longer good.
And what if it lies down and sinks?
It's if it sinks and lies flat, it's fresh.
Lies flat.
Uh-huh.
It's fresh. If it stands up, it's old, but still okay. If it floats, you're going to die.
Right.
All right. Got it. Story number two. Abortions are down 13,000 in 2022. That's the last statistic, according to this article, that you're going to deem true or false. 13,000. It dropped.
Well, that's not a lot, so I would say probably true.
It is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, telling you, the battleground for life, it's the pill. Isn't this just like us? You know, the other night I was musing, watching some drug commercial on TV, which is why I'm telling you, Greg Gifford's book, it is going to be amazing when it comes out in May. It's going to be so helpful. It deals with big pharma. It deals with psychotropics. What do we do with these things? And as long as I brought up the Fellows program, would you kindly consider joining us at the end of the year? We've got our matching campaign going on. We're getting there. We're warm. We're getting warmer. Would love it if you'd help us reach our goal for the month of December. You can join us as a gospel partner in Koinonia with us by visiting FortisInstitute.org. So Greg's book is going to just really reveal these psychotropics. It's a gamble. It's a total crapshoot. You just don't know how they're going to work because the people who make them and prescribe them don't even know how they work. So I'm watching one of these commercials on TV, and I thought to myself, if they come up with an injection that you only have to take twice a year to help you with your depression or anxiety or whatever it is, it will sell like hotcakes because we want it quick. We want it easy. You mean I only have to take two shots and I'll stop feeling blue? It will sell. So get ready for the new Pfizer jab to take care of depression. Well, it doesn't. All it does is it alters the chemicals in your body. It does not fix the inner man. Medications are outer man business. Medications, they deal with the physical. You are a body and a soul, but the inner man is not your body. It's the you inside of you. That is what needs help. That is what needs new information. That is what needs truth to override the falsehoods. And medication just doesn't do that. Can't wait for that book. It's being worked on now. I mean, all the publicity stuff and all of that. This thing, I'm telling you, it could be so impactful. It could be a national discourse on whether or not psychotropics are the solution for your inner man problems. Greg's book, it's called Lies My Therapist Told Me. It'll be out in May. My book, which I'm still waiting for James to get the edits back on. But James, if you're listening, I'm not suggesting you need to make it snappy because it would be nice to be able to do it over Christmas. I'm not saying that, but I am saying, hurry up, would you, dude? Jimmy, are you ready for the next true or false story?
I am.
1 in 5, according to this report, in Canada, assisted dying now accounts for one. Did I say 1 in 5?
You did.
Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean that. I meant 5% because I was doing the math again. 1 in 20 deaths in Canada due to assisted suicide.
That's actually true.
Oh, and that's actually disgusting. And if you think that statistic is horrifying, it is like the Carpenters. It has only just begun, which, by the way, you know what? Actually, you could lend us some wisdom. There's a pretty good chance you're not even going to know what I'm talking about. For real, that ain't nothing new. We next year is our 25th anniversary. We've been doing radio, TV, videos, all that stuff for 25 years. Yeah, different names, but 25 years. And the slogan that we came up with was, we've only just begun. You know, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck, and we're on our way together. It's a Carpenters song. So, Jimmy, we're thinking for the 30th anniversary, Rainy Days and Mondays, something like that. That's the only other Carpenter song I could think of. Her voice was butter, and I have not been hearing her enough at Christmas.
Mm.
Here's another observation I've made. Have you noticed this when you go out in public? And this is pretty empirical because, you know, I go to stores on occasion. Last year and the years before, I remember remarking, hey, they're playing Oh Holy Night. Isn't that glorious? They're playing Silent Night. Oh, that's magnificent. They're singing about King Jesus being born. Not so much. I have not heard a religious carol in public. Maybe you've had a different experience. Everything is Burl Ives or it's just some silly song. And I haven't been hearing the Carpenters, which is a drag because, man, her voice was like butter. Jimmy, true or false? This is your last chance.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
Hollywood just released Rotten Tomatoes give us a huge, huge ratings. They released a blasphemy-free, sex-free, and best of all, smoking-free movie that's actually interesting. True or false?
That's false. Absolutely false.
Garbage. It's nothing but garbage. Hey, if you're looking for some good stuff to look at, check out FortisPlus.org. It's free. We have so much content and can't wait to produce more and more in 2025, which we'll do with your kind support. If you become a gospel partner during our match campaign at FortisInstitute.org. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.